It may not be so much the genes that make young people different from their elders as it is the genes. Young people have been letting their pants sag below their waists for a long time now. Well, Youth Radio's Brandon McFarland has decided to buck the trend. Call him a former sagger. He's decided to pull up his pants.
I started wearing my pants far below the waistline back in 8th grade, and I thought I'd definitely be a sagger forever. It always drove my mom crazy.
You tried to sag some slacks once for a church function. They were slacks. It's like, you can't sag suit pants. But yeah, you tried.
Come on, Mom. You tried some ridiculous looks, too. I know when my mom and dad were young, they wore things their parents didn't approve of. Check out what my dad wore to the club back in the day.
Some bell bottoms, silk shirt, big collar, and a scarf around my neck.
Did you have a fro back in the day?
Yes.
Just for the record, my dad has no more hair. I don't want to wait till I go bald to look like an adult. Plus, a man needs to be able to walk. I had what alcoholics call a moment of clarity, rushing through the Chicago airport to catch a flight. That's it, I said. I unbuckled my loosely tied belt, grabbed the east and west sides of my waistline, and yanked my jeans up to my belly button. I was a new man, born again. And now that I've seen the light, I'm on a crusade to get other guys to stop sagging too. I ambushed my friend Drew Harshaw at work recently. He says he started sagging to revolt against his grandfather.
And he was, youngster, pull up your pants. And he's saying, oh, I got a belt for you. So I pulled up my pants, but when I hit the door, I, you know, got a little comfortable and decided to carry on with my Saturday night.
And you know, when your waistband is at your ankles, you're dangerously close to sagging too low. A little something I call cold red.
You get that breeze. The killer breeze? Yeah, that area.
That's when your shirt is not long enough
to cover the PC. Let's call it PC.
Not the plumber's crack. I challenged Drew to try it my way and pull those pants up.
Ah, he has a different strut now. And he has a smile on his face now. Kind of enlightened.
Feels like the jeans fit me now. Feels like I'm a model.
Victory. Success. I feel like a missionary. But Drew was easy compared to our other co-worker, Elmer Clark, who's been sagging since 7th grade.
It's not happening, not reforming, not trying. It's not happening, no time in the near future.
When I get like 60, maybe, you know what I mean? Much love as I got for Brandon, I ain't gonna be able to do it.
Now, I respect Elmer's dedication, but sagging is often associated with the streets. And I wonder, if he goes into a job interview with that look, how's the man gonna receive him? My partner, Gerald Ward II, pulled up his pants before his last business meeting.
You know, I just thought they'd look at me as, they're like, oh, that sagging little boy speaks well.
It's all about looking presentable, quote unquote.
It was like code switching when you speak, for me, that's what it's like. Mm-hmm. I speak Oaklandese when I'm speaking to other folks who are from the town. And when I'm not, I might switch into some more universal language and more universal lexicon. Same thing with my pants. I might sag in certain areas, and then in the other areas, I pull them up so I can infiltrate the system.
That's my man Gerald dropping that knowledge. For NPR News, I'm Brandon McFarland.
Brandon's story came to us by way of Youth Radio.